And I'm joined by my guests this afternoon. Pleased to welcome Tiffany Carrington, who's the fundraising officer at the Cape Military Museum. Good afternoon, Tiffany.
Hello. Good afternoon, Andy. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Now then, for anybody who's not familiar with the Cape Military Museum, just give us a rough idea of what goes on there.
So the Cape Military Museum is obviously a military museum. We are currently closed at the moment due to the building needing repair works. We're going to remain closed probably for the foreseeable future. We're currently in negotiations with the MOD who own the building to essentially transfer the building over to the charity so that we can get the repairs done. But obviously, like I said, it's going to take some time. Yeah.
It's like rather large repairs, and I take it like quite a big job to carry out.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure about the ins and outs of what exactly he's doing. I know it's something to do with the roof. That's all I know.
Give us an idea. What sort of things? How old are some of the exhibits in the museum?
Oh, very old. I mean, the building itself is from 1800s. I have feelings like 1860. So it's made out of Portland brick. It's a very historic building itself, and all the sort of artifacts inside it are also very old. Yeah. We've got some really unusual ones as well. We've got Hitler's desk and all that. So we've got some really interesting artifacts inside. Our collection is huge. It goes three stories high. So we've got some really good stuff in there.
How old is something? You talk about Hitler's desk, but I take it you must have things which are quite a bit older than that.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I'm trying to think what the earliest it would date back to, actually. Unfortunately, I've not been allowed to go into the museum, obviously, because it's not being structurally sound for anyone to go in there. So only sort of a certain person's allowed to go in just to sort of maintain the collection. So unfortunately, I've not had the pleasure of being able to look around. But I know, yeah, it does date back quite far in history.
Yeah. And so is everything still in there? Or have you had to move it out because of the works?
So everything's still in there currently. Like I said, someone sort of goes in just to sort of maintain the collection. Obviously, it's got to be authorised and, yeah. No one's allowed to kind of just wander around, unfortunately.
Yeah. And are items kept elsewhere? You know, have you got enough room for everything in there, or do they have like other places where they have to store some things?
So it's all stored there, but we do a lot of pop-up museums, a lot of sort of on sort of the road exhibitions. So we do take out some of the artifacts and go around and do pop-up expeditions in other places, sort of taking the museum elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody's interested, is there somewhere they can find out more? Is there a website people can see what some of the items in the museum are?
Yeah, so we have a website, but we also have our social media pages, Keep Military Museum. On our social media pages, we do a thing called I think it's like Item of the Month, I believe it's called, where our social media person sort of say about which artifacts are in the museum that were obviously a part of our collection.
Mm. Okay. And I imagine there must be books about the museum as well.
Yes. We got the Keep books. Yeah, we have can't remember what the title is of it. Mm-hmm. I will come back to you on that, actually. I'll look it up quickly.
Yeah, I'm famous for catching people out, because where we're sitting is what's known as Little Keep.
Yeah.
So once upon a time, you know, we would have been, the two buildings would have been related, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I think I'm not sure what the story is. I think there's something to do with the barracks and that.
Yeah, the barracks and the soldiers used to have to march through. I'm pretty sure they used to march through the keep and then down to, obviously, the Little Keep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we don't know how long the work, so you haven't got a rough idea when it may finish the work?
No, unfortunately not. Like I said, we're still in negotiations, so it's going to take some time. And obviously, when the museum does sort of essentially transfer over to the charity, we still need time to complete those works. Mm.
So if the charity takes over the ownership of the building and everything, that's going to give you a lot more freedom to do what you want to do, I imagine.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. It should give us a lot more, freedom, but I would say kind of sort of we can get things moving quicker. Because obviously the MOD are very busy, and there's a lot more sort of paperwork to go through and all of that.
Well, that'd be terrific if it can be done. Well, I'm sure it will do, but I imagine the MOD have got one speed.
Yeah.
And it's not fast. Okay, if anybody, you want to do fundraising as well, so can you tell us, have you got any special events going on with the fundraising?
Yeah, so as I said, even though the museum's closed, we are still all very busy in the background, sort of working. We got our main fundraising event, which we are doing on the 23rd of August, which is only less than 2 weeks away now.
Mm-hmm. What's that about?
That is a book fair that we are doing, which we're very excited about. It is at the Corn Exchange in Dorchester.
Yeah.
And we've got authors from all over the country essentially coming down. They're going to be having stalls. So book signings, so people can come along, buy a book, get a book signed. We also got loads of panels going on throughout the day. We have a historical...
You say panels, what's that?
So a panel is essentially anywhere between 4 and 6 authors on a panel, and basically we ask them questions and we get to know them and sort of get some insights into the behind the scenes of authorship and writing and what inspires them.
Yes, so if you're a budding author, you may pick up a few tips.
Yeah, definitely. If you're an aspiring author, writer, or if you're interested in authors in general, it's definitely the place to be.
Okay, just remind us what date that is.
That is on the 23rd of August.
Yeah. Is that a Saturday?
It's a Sunday.
A Sunday. Well, yeah. Right, that's good. That'd be good for people to go along to that.
Yeah.
Have you got any other events, or that's it for now?
So yeah, we do have some other events. We do a lot of talks actually, with different speakers such as James Porter, so we do a lot of those sort of in the local area. So if you go on our website, keepmilitarymuseum.org, there will be a What's On tab. You go on there and it will tell you all our talks that we're doing, and our pop-up exhibitions as well.
Excellent. Well, I hope you can come back and let us know when the museum's going to open, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Yeah, it'd be good to come back on with some good news.
That'd be great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.